Good evening. How is everybody doing on this rainy South Alabama night? I've got a hot cup of chrysanthemum tea. I know in the South I should be drinking sweet tea, but my many trips to China really got me hooked on hot tea, and this is actually a tea from China, and I just can't get enough of it. It's good. But I hope everybody is doing well. Just wanted to come on the podcast this evening. One, because I want to use the podcast more to do some more short teachings, some encouragements, just some updates on what's going on, just share what is on my heart, what God's put on my heart, and have some fun as well. Tonight, I just wanted to give an update on this past week. It was an awesome week. We saw 9 people come to the Lord, which is what it's all about, and just praise God for those decisions. We baptized one young man this past Wednesday. He had just given his life to the Lord the previous weekend, and we always encourage people to be baptized as soon as possible. So we baptized him. What an honor that was, and we're hoping to have a few more to be baptized this Wednesday. So pray that they will follow Jesus in baptism. We saw 9 come to the Lord. We served right around 1,200 hot meals, and praise God for that. I thank our awesome team, whether our staff of Sean and Pamela and Martha and myself, but we have so many volunteers that make all of this possible. And we just praise God for everybody who comes out, everybody who gives financially, everybody who donates items that we need each and every day to help our homeless friends and those who are in need. We just could not do it without all of you. And those who pray for us, we can feel your prayers, and it's just awesome. So thank you all so much. This week was just, again, it was just a wonderful week. Wednesday night was just one of those special services. I showed a video by David Platt. To me, nobody really can say or preach a message on exactly what it costs to live for Jesus like David Platt does, with such conviction and passion. And it was just a phenomenal teaching. And then we baptized, young man's name is Kevin. And then we had prayer. There were 7 people who needed prayer for healing. One is pregnant, just for healthy pregnancy and delivery. This coming week, she should give birth to those precious twins. The other 6 folks just needed prayer for healing, and you could just really feel God moving. As we gathered around, we anointed them with oil according to Scripture and prayed the prayer of faith over them, and could just really feel God moving in that service and in that time of prayer. And one of the women we prayed for was for a back surgery, and she had a successful back surgery this week. And so we just thank God for all that He's doing, and we just praise Him. We can't praise Him enough, can we? Because He is an awesome God. But just want to, just again, thank everybody who's involved with this ministry for making it what it is, allowing God to work through you, to let His love, His light shine through you, and to use your talents for His glory. And so we just continue to encourage you to do so, and continue to encourage others to join in. If you can volunteer, that's awesome. Go to our website, loveinactionministries.com, and you can see our schedule, our weekly schedule of events, whether we're going out with the food trailer on Wednesdays and Fridays, or we're there at Love in Action in the coffee house on Tuesdays and Thursdays serving lunch, or our Samaritan Clinic for the homeless. If you're in the medical field, the medical community, want to come out and volunteer, that would be awesome. Or you just like to pray for people, we can always use more people to help us pray for others. So just come out and join us. Those who can give financially, we definitely need your support as God continues to grow and expand this ministry. And those who donate items, like for our food pantry and hygiene pantry and clothes and everything, I just thank you so much for doing that. And please continue to, and please continue to pray for us, for we need your prayers. So I hope you all have a good night. Have a good weekend. Tomorrow morning on the Joy FM at 10:30 will be Sunday morning with Love in Action. So I invite you to tune in for that as well. And our podcast, you can subscribe to it through Podbean, or also you can subscribe through Apple, through iTunes. So subscribe to us, and I'm going to do more of these podcasts just to connect with you even more. So may God bless you. You have a good night. Sleep well. And pray that each one of you will go out and attend a worship service tomorrow. And let's lift up Jesus high. He deserves it and so much more. God bless you. Peace.